Senate Leader Charlie Shields of St. Joseph admits agriculture can get lost in the economic development mix.
And maybe it's not as, you know, sometimes seen as significant as when you bring a huge manufacturing plant in, but the reality of it is it's a big chunk of the economy, and there are a lot of jobs that are tied directly to agriculture.
Shields featured agriculture during a Senate seminar last session.
It's a big picture, and there's not one easy fix to make sure that agriculture stays vibrant, not only in this state, but in the United States. And I just think, you know, it's one of those issues that has to stay in front of folks.
Agriculture has had successes, most notably in the biofuels industry. Missouri has sunk tens of millions of taxpayer dollars into incentives to lure investment into ethanol and biodiesel plants, reaching its height in fiscal year 2009 when $46.7 million in general revenue funds were budgeted for biofuel incentives. Row crop farmers benefited. Grain prices rose, especially corn. The State Tax Commission concluded that the value of cropland rose significantly enough to raise its valuation, even as the commission proposed a decrease in the valuation of pasture ground. The legislature rejected the proposal and kept farmland valuation steady. Other sectors haven't been as successful. A House Interim Committee on Emerging Issues in Agriculture issued a report on January 27th of 2009. It has largely been ignored. A special House task force was formed in March of last year after the $27 million Kathy Giesecker fraud case and the bankruptcy of Gallatin Grain Company came to light. A year later, nothing has been done. Task force members say they are waiting for a report from the state auditor. A proposal to tap unused tax credits helped struggling dairy farmers pass the House last year, but died in the Senate. State Agriculture Committee Chairman Dan Clemens of Marshville doesn't blame the legislature as much as an overall lack of understanding about just what's at stake.
I just think if there's a failure, it's not the legislature. It's in general getting the message across from everybody.
At times, agriculture can't even make it on the agenda. On February 24th, the House Agribusiness Committee heard seven bills, all various conceal and carry weapons bills. None dealt with agriculture. House Speaker Ron Richard of Joplin defends assigning the bills to Chairman Brian Munslinger's committee.
I sent the gun bills to him as a favor, and I trust his judgment.
Still, it seems odd that the Agribusiness Committee agenda would feature no agriculture legislation.
I send a lot of things a lot of places, but I trust my chairman and I trust Brian on this issue, and I'll continue to send gun legislation to Brian.
Representative Munslinger also defends the tactic.
I am one of the original sponsors of concealed carry and helped work a lot of that legislation through, and I think there are some things we need to fix on it, so I'm glad the speaker did send it to my committee.
A move to help livestock producers passed the legislature but fell victim to a line item veto. Representative Tom Lerner of Keltstown unsuccessfully pushed to override the veto of the Livestock Feed and Crop Input Loan Guarantee Program, which he said could have really helped pork producers.
They've had two of the worst years on history of losing money. And they had a chance through this bill to be able to guarantee a loan, to buy some corn up at harvest time, to fill these needs at a little bit cheaper price than what the market normally goes to. To try to get ahead of some of these costs.
Lerner points out the program only guaranteed farm loans. It didn't commit the state to loaning money. Still, Governor Nixon used his line item veto power to strip it from the budget.
With the challenging resources that we have at this time, and we want to make sure that the economic development tools that we have are used effectively and efficiently, I think that was, I think there are more efficient and effective ways to get the same output.
Defending the veto is State Agriculture Director John Hagler.
In tight budget times when we're all, cutting and cutting, starting a new program is often a difficult choice. I think Governor Nixon's response to that was, hey, can you take some of your existing tools and modify them? And so that's what we've been, again, I think that was part of the impetus for modifying the single-purpose loan guarantee program. And by doing so, we were able to offer that assistance that we wanted to offer for our dairy industry and for some of the pork industry.
In wake of the veto, State Treasurer Clint Zweifel stepped up agriculture loans through the Missouri Linked Deposit Loan Program, helping 1,000 farmers with $123 million in loans.
I think one thing that I'm excited about long term is creating even more partnerships with the USDA and other guarantee loan guarantee organizations that are actually providing guarantees on loans so that we could sort of piggyback on those opportunities to have a guaranteed loan, but also one that is a lower interest rate.
Despite such moves, Senator Wes Schumacher of Clarence, who farms in Northeast Missouri, doesn't believe state government does enough for farming.
No. Emphatic no.
Schumacher says agriculture doesn't get the attention it deserves. He points out how the legislature responds to various economic development projects that crop up.
We're very quick to find $50, $60, $70 million somewhere, amazingly, to get to those. When we talk about agriculture, the largest industry in the state of Missouri, and in the budget we can barely find $50, $60 million for the whole state of agriculture, less than 0.1% of the budget of this state goes towards agriculture.
We look into the future of farming when this series concludes tomorrow. From Martin, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.